Shalom, אנחנו נמצאים
Hello, we're learning in a preparation to the virtual congress. We're reading from lesson number 2, our responsibility as a 10 for the world. You can ask questions in our website that will be answered in the lesson.
Yes, this topic, I would say, is the most sensitive and the most important, our responsibility as a 10 for the world, because the 10 is a Rosh, the Rosh of the process of the correction, the Rosh of the thought of creation, that should be implemented in all the people of the world, because the whole correction is actually in the lower ones, in the descent of the force of the Creator up to the bottommost, lowest layer. That specifically is where his desire is, his plan. Therefore, in that we should see how much we are in equivalence of form with him. The Creator prepared creation, and it is upon us to finish, complete creation. To complete it in that we from below upwards start to rise to him until everyone is looking only at him. Up to him. And in that we should be the leaders, the pioneers, as much as possible. However, with all our strength, and the rest already depends on the upper force, on the role that he gives all of us, and us together, and the way that we will keep it. We see that in the meantime, there are no other forces in the world, as far as we know at least, that are truly in public, preparing themselves and standing ready to activate themselves towards the whole of humanity with intention and here and there also in practice, in order to show humanity what is the upper plan, which is called the thought of creation, and how we want to lead it, extend it, pull everyone behind us. This is a very special role. Why we were rewarded with it, we don't know. We will discover it there in our souls, why it was us, specifically us. Why we were rewarded with such a sublime, high role, that we are the first generation of the last generation, the founders of this movement of the whole of humanity towards the Creator. And the more we feel our responsibility, by that we will get closer to the Creator. So let's continue. Lesson number 2.
So we're in the preparation to the virtual Congress, a new world, lesson number 2. Our responsibility as a 10 for the world. We'll start with excerpt number 3 from Ov Shemesh, portion Ekev. It is known that in every 10 there is Shechina, divinity, and this is a complete level. In a complete level, there are head, hands, legs, and heels. It follows that when every person regards himself as nothing in society, then he regards himself as a heel compared to the society, while they are the head, the body, and the higher organs. When each one thinks of himself in this way, they make the gates of abundance and every lushness in the world open up to them. And the most important is that righteous who can best grasp a discernment that is more null than all of them. Through him, all the abundance flows.
Again.
We'll read again, excerpt number 3. It is known that in every 10 there is Shechina, divinity. And this is a complete level. In a complete level, there are head, hands, legs, and heels. It follows that when every person regards himself as nothing in society, then he regards himself as a heel compared to the society, while they are the head, the body, and the higher organs. When each one thinks of himself in this way, they make the gates of abundance and every lushness in the world open up to them. And the most important is that righteous, who can best grasp a discernment that is more null than all of them. Through him, all the abundance flows.
This means that the more we consider ourselves as servants, assistants, supporters, those who take care of the whole of humanity in order to bring it to connection with the Creator, by that we will truly be rewarded with keeping our destiny, our role, our purpose of creation, and we will give contentment to the Creator. To be the servants for the whole of humanity in order to bring it closer to the Creator. I don't see any questions. I guess it is clear. Yes?
Rav, what does it mean to us that being that righteous that can perceive the more null? How can we...
That the more we consider ourselves only according to our ability to bring everyone closer to the Creator, this means to be nothing.
And bringing them closer to the Creator is in our perception or in theirs? The proximity to the Creator.
No, it's to try to find the Creator's intention and desire, and accordingly to detect how much we can bring them closer. We're not bending humanity, and we're not thinking out of ourselves that we know how to bring them closer. Rather, we simply explain to humanity what Kabbalists say, and by this we just become as a mere conduit, only a conduit between the Creator and humanity. And we are as a pipeline. A pipeline means that we try not to bring in anything of ourselves. We only learn the sources. We take from our teachers whatever they said, whatever they told us, and in the simplest way, we try to pass it on to them. It means to be as loyal to the source as possible. Yes.
There are questions from...
Yes, I know. PT3.
About the work of being null in the society, is that also correct for humanity or only between us?
No, it's only between us. With respect to humanity, it's like in education towards students or children, etc. We need to show them that we are truly, we know, in the know, and we have a grip on it. Whereas we by ourselves, well, it's always this way. The more a person climbs on the ladder, as he comes to higher states, he feels himself as lower. That's obvious because you always have one thing and it's opposite. The higher he climbs, he's ascending above whatever he was before. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, he feels how much relative to the Creator he has. He's even in a greater state of helplessness. Therefore, we should know what we should show others and what we shouldn't. Certainly, I remember Rabash. I asked him after a few months when I was with him, how come I can't overcome, I can't do anything? So he told me, ah, now you feel that you are a rug just like me. I was thinking, what does it mean, a rug like you? I mean, who are you and who am I? But yes, this is how a person feels. He wasn't lying. He wasn't just trying to find his nice words, saying, you know, who am I, what am I? But rather, truly, this is how each and everyone feels, specifically those who advance in the right perception of reality, in the feeling of reality. What is one's role? What is he? Therefore, you don't need to tell a Kabbalist to be humble, be modest. It happens by itself because he reaches attainments. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, he needs to know that with respect to the students, he should present himself as confident, as knowing and being well known and strong, etc., etc., as we behave towards little children. Otherwise, we won't give them the right support. They need to feel that we are confident, that we know, that we understand, that we are in control, that we are the bosses of our own desire, our own path, and everything. Even though we learn together with them from different sources that one who is greater than his friend, his inclination is greater, and always a person, as he goes forward, the more it opens up to him how much he's becoming weaker. And this is a part of the spiritual attainment.
He writes that according to the principle of null, all the lushness and abundance is drawn to the society. So according to what principle it's drawn to humanity?
A pipeline. Just like a pipeline, we try not to bring in anything of our own, but rather just to provide a connection to humanity through us to the Creator. As much as we're able to annul ourselves, the Creator will be closer to humanity and will be able to impart to them, to bestow to them. So if you want to bring humanity closer, to change society, you have to make yourself as nothing as possible, bestowing to them with your whole heart. And it doesn't matter that along with that you show them how great you are, how much you feel and understand, and you're in control and you're confident. One thing is unrelated to the other. This is how we have to do it, and not only with respect to humanity, but also each one towards the friends. He has to pass on to them some inspiration, some confidence, etc. And it's not that it's a lie, but rather this is how we hold the friends, hold each other.
Kiev.
Да, дорогой учитель. Тут вот он еще пишет, что если каждый будет считать себя в группе ничем.
Yes, dear teacher. He writes here that if each one regards himself to be nothing in the society, then will be head and hands and the higher organs.
Well, these are 10 sefirot. 10, not 9, not 11, but specifically 10. When they connect in such a complete way together, from the Rosh, the head, and all the way down to the feet, meaning over all of the different chinot, different discernments, they will try to connect together over all the b'chinot in them. By this, they specifically want to complete one another. This is how we connect and go forward. What's in that? A great thing, and truly salvation. Truly salvation.
Um, אני לא מסוגל.
I am incapable of performing any actions on myself, actions of correction. All of the actions of correction that I do perform are only through my connection with the friends. When each one completes the other, and this way it turns out that the more we have this complementation over all of our qualities, the more we equalize with the Creator. It should be 10 on the level of Keter, 10 on the level of Chochmah, 10 on the level of Binah, 10 times 10, that is 100. Then it turns out that in such a way, I become a system called a pipeline. What is a pipeline? Tzinor. It's a complete, perfect desire, a correct desire to pass everything from Keter to Malchut and from Malchut to Keter. In short, to be the one who connects the upper one to the lower one. And I'm in the middle.
However, now you're saying that we have to become a pipeline between Keter and Malchut. Who's Malchut? That's the whole world? And we, what's our role?
Yes, the humanity is Malchut, Keter is the Creator, and we're in the middle.
And how, along with each one annulling himself, becoming zero, there's an hierarchy here.
How should I express it? I do not decide what to do and with respect to whom I should do it. I just want to be the one who connects the Creator with the created beings. Don't get confused with this field because you still don't know what it is. Only through acquiring a Masach and Orchozer and all of those things, before that you don't have Sfirot, you only have Chinot, discernments. And also we don't have those for the time being. So what we need for the time being is, all in all, to want to be the servants of the whole of humanity on behalf of the Creator. That's it.
אני לא יודע עוד להגיד.
נגיד, I don't know how else to say it. Let's say you have a landlord and he needs to accept guests, the whole of humanity, and you need to accept them, receive them in the middle and bring them to him.
Скажите, пожалуйста, последний вопрос. Мы этот отрывок будем читать на конгрессе.
Last question. We're going to read this article in the Congress. That's how you should feel yourselves in the Congress?
How you should feel yourself in the Congress? I don't know. This is what you should think about. I don't think we should be like that in the Congress the way we are now, but rather a lot more developed, a lot more ready.
Africa.
Our first question is that we read in the article that in a complete level, there is the head, legs, hands, and heels. What do these represent in our work, please?
We learn this in the wisdom of Kabbalah, the spiritual structure, the will to receive that was created as a point, a dot. This will to receive tries to reach its correct actualization. And then it works through restriction, Masach, screen, or Chozer, reflected light, in order to answer the upper one exactly the way that the upper one relates to it. in its work towards the Upper One, it activates all of its forces, all of its desires, which the Upper One has earlier imprinted in him, created him in such a way. So then it turns out that he has desires, 613 desires, and with those 613 desires, he works towards the Upper One. That is, with his entire body, that is, with all of his desires, whatever the Upper One created in him, he, in return, relates himself to the Upper One. Then he sees that there are such desires with which he should think, and other desires in which he should give, and in those he should receive, and with those he should advance, etc., etc. Then it turns out that he discovers himself that all of his desires are operating just like our body. Later on, he even discovers that there is no body. Rather, those are also our desires that we activate in such a way. There is no corporeal body, there are no desires, there are no people. As we see, these are all desires. Desires. And this is how we feel them. And they, just like on a computer screen, let's say, present a certain image to us. But these are forces. That's it. And in the world, there is nothing more than the force of reception and the force of bestowal. And the combination of these two forces brings to us all of the images of creation.
We have a second question, please. The second question is that what activates this outlet of this pipeline to make it suitable?
The pipeline is activated through the pressure of the Creator, who wants to penetrate through us to the created beings. This is why we feel ourselves also under pressure from the side of the Creator, from the side of the Upper One, and also from the side of the lower ones, being pressured by the created beings. And we feel ourselves under the most pressure. Let's say right now with the coronavirus, if we will not hurry up, our situation will be the worst of everyone. This is how we advance. We have a problem that we have a desire both with respect to the Upper One and with respect to the lower ones, and we need to implement those desires. Where else in the whole world, with all the people in the world, there is no such thing. They did not receive great desires, and therefore they don't have to actualize them, so they don't suffer like we do. We will suffer more, specifically us, those who are called Yashar Kel, who must be a pipeline. If we will not function correctly, we will suffer, and we have no way to run away from it. It is the role that each and every one receives from above.
Turki Free.
Hi, love, hi, friends. A question from a friend in our tent. While a person study in the tent, does he be an individual pipeline, or does he be with the friends and be a collective pipeline, which is it
true?
Both. Both. Each one should feel himself that he is also an individual pipeline, but he's also a pipeline together with everyone. There is personal responsibility as well as collective responsibility. Yes.
Asia.
Asia.
Asia. Зират, Dear Rav, you just mentioned that you would wish to see the world Kli come to the Congress more developed. If we refer this to this article, do you think we're lacking nullification in front of the friends in order to unite?
We lack annulment and we lack connection. Annulment is not enough. Annulment, when you annul your ego, it doesn't let you still connect with them. You also need to be connected with them. There are two things here. The force that rejects the ego depresses it, oppresses it in order to be willing to connect, and the force of connection with others when you actually connect. And these two forces need to bring us to the structure of the pipeline.
Itafor.
Buongiorno, Rav. 50 anni fa ho avuto un'esperienza extracorporea. Mentre ero in coma, in seguito a un gravissimo incidente stradale, mi trovavo libero di spostarmi da una stanza all'altra dell'ospedale, attraversando le pareti e fluttando in aria, non con il corpo. Quanto questa esperienza può essere utile nella mia connessione con la decina?
About 50 years ago, I had an extracorporeal experience. I was in coma. I felt I can go through the hospitals and through walls. I wanted to know if this state can help me in my work in my tent.
No, this is not a true situation. Well, it's a little bit. I know I also went through such a things out of the body experience. I had clinical, a state of clinical death. It's not like the spiritual state. It's not the same. But it does happen. It happens. I wish you good health. Okay, now Hebrew 10.
Rav, the subject of this lesson is our responsibility as a 10 for the world. If we look at what's going on in the world at the moment, since the coronavirus, people are simply fighting. And it's getting worse. Everyone thinks they're right, and they can't live in peace with each other, and they think the other's choice will kill himself. What are we disseminating in our method that seemingly doesn't seem reasonable to, on the one hand, to people outside?
I can't say that, look, it's not yet clear how much this is advancing us and helping us. I mean, clearly it is, but it's not clear to the broad public what this is pushing us to, advancing us. And it all depends on our explanation, as much as we're able to reach out to them and explain that to them. That's it. We should try to explain.
Will humanity be able to contain conflicts at all? How can we pass this method to them?
Look, if you wait until these conflicts, these collisions will bring them to the point where they put up their hands and say, oh, we're ready for peace, for the correction of the bad. Within our ego, that's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Because this is how the will to receive is built. It doesn't see anything besides itself. Therefore, it says that even in the gate to hell, they don't think it is hell. Rather, they think that each one of them is right. That's how it ends. So, we have to realize our role. To simply know that explanation, studying and giving an example, those can draw the upper light together with us, and it will already arrange everything. Whatever people don't want to do, cannot do, they don't know how to do it and how much they need the upper force, we have to do it in their stead. Just like a little child who doesn't know what he needs to do. However, the parents, they do know for him. They bring him the food. They bring him all of the corrections and treatments and everything. He doesn't know anything. He doesn't even know how to ask. He just knows how to cry if he feels bad. But besides that, nothing. And they complete him with all the rest. The upper one completes the lower one in mind, in emotion, in the ability to bring him everything, to take care of him. The upper one brings everything, you know, to take care of the lower one and in such a way to develop the lower one. We should also, in such a way, relate to the whole of humanity. And with the sorrow of bringing up children, meaning that it is a very big problem, and nevertheless, we have to carry it out. Therefore, more stories, more treatments, more lessons, speaking once again, time and again. Look how a person grows. How much it takes until he grows. It takes 20 years until he becomes somehow worthy of life, and also not life, but rather those artificial conditions that we have built for him. 20 years out of life, you see. And we should similarly understand that we need to take upon ourselves everything that this baby called humanity of today is incapable of doing by way of correction. And we have to perform these acts of correction in their place. Just like we bring the baby food and we bathe it and take care of it, bring in all kinds of medications, etc. We clothe it, we do everything. It doesn't know how to do anything, but just to function as a living body. That's all. And this is how we must reach out to humanity, and precisely in such a way, just like taking care of a baby, we need to take care of it. Are we doing it? Are we truly capable of being those that link the Creator with the created beings? Because Bala Sulam tells us that we are this bridge.
We get many questions people want to ask, and I'm sure everyone feels it. How to cope with the rejection from this responsibility? Because for many friends, it really rejects them, and they avoid it. How can we support each other?
When you hold one another together, why was it created in such a way? Because it is impossible to hold on through a single force. You must have opposite that other things, other forces, all kinds of actions, people who all stimulate one in a positive way or in a negative way, and in such a way we can advance. There's nothing you can do about it. We just have to realize that the Creator is waiting and expecting humanity. We receive such an ability, such an impetus. We will receive whatever means we will need, we will want to take care of humanity if we truly start taking care of them faithfully.
Moscow 7.
Сейчас поймал на мысли, что вот мое отношение к состоянию, вот к этому состоянию быть ничто, оно менялось вот на протяжении.
I caught myself with the thought that my relation to annul myself, to being nothing, has changed with time.
В этом состоянии ничто можно думать.
And it tends to move from the complete passive manner when I feel that I can think about the whole world. as well. I would like to a recommendation, an advice regarding this state. Is it true that it doesn't matter what I feel, the main thing is that I want it honestly, or do you have an advice how to be correctly in this state?
I don't want to give you any tips to do this way, to do it that way, because all of these things, you need to scrutinize them in the relations between you, the group, the ten, must simply scrutinize these things together. Even if they're just beginners and they don't know anything, whatever they decide, it is considered that this is what they're capable of doing, and not more. Then according to their mistakes, according to their decisions, this is how they advance. And to hear advice from the outside, it's like everywhere where we hear advice, nobody keeps them, because it's not his own advice. The right thing is that if it is born from within the person or from within the ten. This is why you need to speak between you more in a way that it is as much as possible to the point in the direction of connection between us and with respect to humanity. This is what we need in order to be the Creator's messengers.
Teacher 2.
Доброе утро всем. Рав, такой вопрос. В течение дня у нас 4, там, слава Богу, уже 5-я встреча добавилась.
Good morning, all.
Встречи к встрече. Состояние...
During the day we have 4, now 5 meetings.
Направление на наше... На ту работу,
the state of the 10 is... changing our direction with respect to our internal work should also change during the day, or should you choose one direction and go with it?
I can't say that. You need to decide. But decide quickly. Try this way and that way and that way, etc. Maybe you will see what's convenient for you, what's good for you, what's more purposeful. What is more purposeful? Turkey 2.
Dear Rav, our friend is asking if up to article, if the person becomes the heel of the group, at the same time he becomes whole, one piece. Can you explain these two opposites, how it's happening, a bit more?
כשחבר הופך לעכב בקבוצה, הוא גם הופך להיות לבחינת ראש, איך שני הניגודים האלה מסתדרים יחד?
אין שום בעיה.
There's no problem. It's again the way we take care of the babies. The more we have a bigger head, so we know how to lower ourselves and take care of all of its little states, the states of the baby. One thing is unrelated to the other. It's actually the opposite. If we work in order to bestow, then our greatness or adulthood, gadlut, helps us to be more in bestowal.
New York 4.
On the one hand, we go out to disseminate. On the other hand, we connect in the 10. But these days, it feels like it's becoming one thing, and I don't know what to hold on to. I don't know what to grasp. It's confusing.
Repeat, please.
You hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay. On the one hand, we go out to disseminate. On the other hand, we connect in the 10. But in this time, it feels like they're becoming one thing. And I don't know what to hold on to. I don't know how to grip it. It's very confusing.
We connect between us in order to disseminate. This dissemination is also inside of us, inside of the ten. As the ten connects, and outside of the ten to the whole of humanity, you can also say to the whole of Nebruch, the world Kli, and then to the whole of humanity. We have Adam, a person, who annuls himself towards his ten. That way he acquires his ten. With the ten, he annuls himself and the ten towards our entire shared ten of the global Bnei Baruch. And with that ten, which is the worldwide Bnei Baruch, we annul all of ourselves towards the whole of humanity. Then we serve this Kli, all of it, to the Creator. We want Him to clothe in it and to control our whole Kli, to rule it. This is how we reach complete adhesion with Him, complete adhesion of the created beings with the Creator. Okay.
Focus group.
Hello, Rav. Questions from the internet. Eric Soto from the U.S. is asking, as a student who is still not in a 10, is self-annulment and being like a heel, can it help? Can it make a change?
Yes, for the time being, yes, but nevertheless, it's worthwhile for him to join a 10. Let's say even now, before the Congress and during the Congress, to try to connect and join some 10. He should write to the organizers and they will tell him where he might be. It's unrelated to where you live. It only has to do with the language.
A student from Israel is asking, what does it mean to make corrections for others? Can I make a final correction for the whole world?
We truly cannot make corrections. No one can make a correction for himself, even though we speak in such a way that a person corrects himself. But we do not correct ourselves. And we also have nothing in us that we should correct. We should only correct what is between us, whatever exists between us, between me and you, between me and him. This is what's there. This is how we approach the correction. Michael, next.
Excerpt number 4 from Baal HaSulam, the introduction to tests. Items 68-69. One must say, the world was created for me, for all the people in the world are required for a person, as they develop and qualify the attributes and inclinations of every individual to become a fit tool for his work. Thus, we must understand the essence of the love of the Creator from the properties of love by which one person relates to another. The love of the Creator is necessarily given through these qualities, since they were only imprinted in man for his sake to begin with. Again, excerpt number 4. One must say, the world was created for me, for all the people in the world are required for a person, as they develop and qualify the attributes and inclinations of every individual to become a fit tool for his work. Thus, we must understand the essence of the love of the Creator from the properties of love by which one person relates to another. The love of the Creator is necessarily given through these qualities, since they were only imprinted in man for his sake to begin with.
What should we say about this? Indeed, our kelim, our desires, our intentions, everything that we have are not intended for us to use them by ourselves, but only in order to connect with others. Because to begin with, the Creator created a complete system and then He broke it. This is why each and every one of us is like some piece that is torn away from the complete part, and he has within him all kinds of threads, wires that come out of him, but they are not connected with others. Therefore, it turns out that in order to function properly, in order for me to feel myself as alive, I have to connect with others. I need to feel that this specifically brings me back to life. The true life is when we're all interconnected and passing to one another all of the desires, commandments, fulfillments, etc. This is the complete system. But now, with this pandemia, bit by bit we're starting to digest. Humanity will see it. How much we exist as a single system, a single mechanism, and each one, if he connects with others, specifically through his connection with others, he finds out how he is alive, how he is receiving, how he is giving, the way that he feels life. And our current life, the way we feel that we are living now, all in all is only for our beastly existence. There is nothing to it. It's just a beast that lives in order to take on its right role. Therefore, one must say the world was created for me. Because the world was created in order for me to connect with it, and then I will perform my role towards the world. But with my role towards the world, I will be connected with the Creator, because I myself have no deficiencies to connect to the Creator with. Rather, when I connect to the world, then I feel that I have no choice. I have to be connected with the Creator. Then I will have adhesion and connection with the upper force, and then I feel myself as belonging to the internal life. Excerpt number 5 from Likutei Halachot, Assorted Rules. Blessing on seeing and personal blessings. The vitality is mainly through unity, by all the changes being included in the source of unity. For this reason, love your friend as yourself is the great rule of the Torah, to be included in unity and peace, which is the essence of the substance and correction of the whole world, of the whole of creation, mainly by people of differing views becoming included together in love, unity, and peace.
Again,
excerpt number 5, Likutei Halachot, Assorted Rules, rule number 4. The essence of vitality is mainly through unity, by all the changes being included in the source of the unity. And mainly it depends on man, who is the essence of creation, and everything depends on him. For this reason, love your friend as yourself is the great rule of the Torah, to be included in unity and peace, which is the essence of the vitality, sustenance, and correction of the whole of creation, which is mainly by people of differing views becoming included together in love, unity, and peace.
Ken.
Yes. Now, how can we appreciate or evaluate the difference between us in a group? To the extent that I see my friends, that they're different from each other, they're opposite to each other, they barely stand each other. They can't stand each other. Then the connection between us will be more and more beneficial for the general correction of the system of Adam HaRishon. Please, workshop. Meaning, what is the workshop? Question. We're going to talk about how different we are to until we reach a state where we hate each other, and then the connection between us, the work and the connection between us, is more beneficial at bringing us to a structure, a strong structure of Adam HaRishon to reveal the Creator in it. Go ahead. To what extent can we appreciate, value the differences between us? Even though we hate, we want to kill each other, like the students of Rabbi Shimon. This actually brings us to strong unity and a big revelation of the Creator. Go ahead.
How much can we respect and value the differences between us, even though we hate it, or we hate one another? This is exactly the place that we can overcome, the place where we can work together on building this correct connection between us. It's not something that comes ready-made.
Yes, also, it seems that we reach this intensity and the connection only when we reach the need. Then probably the hatred is revealed, all the extremes.
Yes, this gap that exists. On the one hand, the importance and greatness of the goal that we create, on the other hand, what is truly revealed between us, the truth. It creates the prayer, the depth of the prayer, the quality of the prayer. The more we feel the hatred, those things that Rav described, it actually gives us a place for prayer.
Yes, and the measurement for our advancement is to what extent we can immediately rise above the states of hatred to more request of connection between us. We have to understand that all the states we go through are, it's as if there is a shattering and in a much more powerful way we must have that instead of the revelation of the shattering in the broad public, in humanity. That's why when we raise all these states to states of love, it enables us to be a conduit to the world.
Yes, in this tension, specifically in the restlessness, in the connection in the ten, that's the place to invite the Creator, the place to build above it, a place for advancement, instead of just getting along together. And everything is okay. And there is no movement.
Yeah, emotionally speaking, it's not simple to accept. Because emotion pushes the oppositeness away and it creates tension. It's hard to justify. But if we really look even at the examples that nature gives us, in nature we see that the more an organism is complex, it has opposite mechanisms, and even such that wants to cancel each other. And this complexity and contradictions makes this organism better if it works as one body and one goal. We can be impressed of such things and appreciate how the Creator made the preparation for us. In the level of Adam, we can reach it, and we must. Daniel.
Friends, we will move on to the next part of the lesson. Before that, let's sing together.
Cuánto al corazón le gusta acaparar sobre su cuerpo animal. No se puede ir de este mundo así, pues toda su pasión está en él. Si el corazón elige a la divinidad, junto al grupo llega la amistad, entonces podrá del exilio salir y lo que oculto está revelará. Shealev machlit sherotze elokut derech vutza megale chavarut veshamu yotze mitoch hagalut veofech et hanistar lagalui. חפץ תמיד לממש את הרצונות, למלא את כל הגחמות. כך ברא אותנו הטבע עם כל הרצונות והתכונות. Si el corazón elige a la divinidad, junto al grupo llega la amistad, entonces podrá del exilio salir y lo que oculto está revelará. Shehalev machlit sherotze elokut derech vutza megale chavarut vesham hu yotze mitoch hagalut veofech et hanistar lagalui. Lelo 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 la lelo 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 la lelo 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 la. Shehalev machlit sherotze elokut derech vutza megale chavarut, entonces podrá del exilio salir y lo que oculto está revelará. Shehalev מחליט שרוצה אלוקות, junto al grupo llega la amistad, ושם הוא יוצא del exilio salir, והופך את הנסתר לגלות.